FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Yes, it most certainly is, and I most certainly am. Welcome to the official feel-good start to your weekend. Now, there's a phrase, go big or go home. Well, why not go big as you go home? Epic music from an epic movie, Miklos Roza's Parade of the Charioteers from Ben-Hur. Now, from the Parade of the Charioteers, bring me my spear, O clouds unfurled. Bring me my chariots of fire. Vangelis won his only Academy Award for Best Original Score for David Putnam's stirring drama Chariots of Fire. And the film was actually Vangelis' first mainstream movie score in 1981. Screenwriter Colin Welland also won the Oscar for his work and is famously quoted as saying at the 1982 Oscars, "The British are coming." And indeed, the 1980s and 1990s were rich veins for the British film industry. One example being in 1986, when along came director Roland Joffé and his period drama about a Jesuit missionary in 18th century South America. unmistakable Morricone, the main theme, and Gabriel's oboe from The Mission. Alan Rawsthorne's score to The Cruel Sea from 1953. The film was based on Nicolas Montserrat's novel of the same name, which was, in turn, based on Montserrat's experiences serving in the Royal Navy during the Battle of the Atlantic in World War II. So it's a sort of a semi-biographical film. Right then, who's heard of the film A Hole in the Head? Well, it was one of Frank Sinatra's movies from 1959 and, by all accounts, eminently forgettable. Except for two songs, written by Nelson Riddle, that are used in the film. All My Tomorrows, and this one.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes. Rubber tree.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that all could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
ram.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam. Problem curb.
Oops, there goes another problem curb.
Oops, there goes another problem curb.
High apple pie in the sky hopes. They don't write them like they used to. High Hopes, written by Nelson Riddle, sung by Frank Sinatra in the 1959 comedy A Hole in the Head. We'll stay with some of the older movies for now and go back to 1940 and that dashing swashbuckler Errol Flynn in The Seahawk. Seahawks were a group of English privateers who would raid Spanish merchant ships and then appear before the Queen, who would scold them publicly for their activities and endangering the peace with Spain, and then she'd get to keep all the goodies.
We'll be right back.
Wolfgang Korngold and his typically rousing score to The Seahawk. The Peasants was an extraordinary 2023 adult animated movie. The film took over 5 years to create, and here's why. Now, initially, the film was shot with actors, and then more than 100 painters in 4 studios in Poland, Lithuania, Ukraine, and Serbia painted oil paintings based on each and every shot, which became frames in the film. Animators then worked to supplement the paintings to make the whole film seamless. It was an extraordinary achievement, an extraordinary film, and has an extraordinary score by Lukasz Rostkowski.
Thank you.
Music by Lukas Rostkowski to The Peasants.
FMR at the Movies.
We heard from Ennio Morricone earlier on with his score to The Mission. We'll now hear two of his scores from Brian De Palma movies. We'll start with Casualty of War, and that'll be followed by The Untouchables.
Thank you.
Morricone movie magic for you. The theme from The Untouchables, and that was preceded by music from Casualty of War. Now, from one visionary director, Brian De Palma, to another, Sidney Pollack. In 1986, he, quite rightly, won the Academy Award for Best Director and Best Picture for Out of Africa. John Barry also picked up an Oscar for his Best Original Score. The sweeping vistas of the Great Rift Valley, perfectly painted in music by John Barry for Out of Africa. Right then, from Meryl Streep doing what she does best to doing what she clearly enjoyed the best.
Show again, my, just how much I missed you. Yes, I've been broken. show again. My, my, just how much I missed him.
Meryl Streep having a blast on the fictional island of Kallokäiri, the setting for the musical movie Mamma Mia, which was based, of course, on the songs of Swedish supergroup ABBA. The ancient Latin phrase non nobis domini from Psalm 113 is translated as not unto us, O Lord. In Act 4 of Shakespeare's Henry V, the king proclaims that non nobis domini be sung after the victory at Agincourt. Kenneth Branagh, in his much-acclaimed 1989 directorial debut of Henry V, created a four-minute-long tracking shot as the dead and wounded are carried off the battlefield, with the strains of Patrick Doyle's version of Non Nobis Domine filling the air.
Sed nomine, sed nomine, tuo da gloria.
Non nobis domine, domine, non nobis domine, sed nomine, sed nomine. Tuo da gloria.
Kenneth Branagh's Henry V, Non Nobis Domini, Not Unto Us, O Lord, written and sung by Patrick Doyle. Now, not only was the film Branagh's movie directing debut, but it was also Patrick Doyle's first ever film score. And I think he equipped himself quite admirably. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time. But not before we've heard from John Williams, and music from Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, The Duel of the Fates. Star Wars Episode 1, that was The Duel of the Fates, closing the show for this week. I'm Nick Plummer. I'd better put my lightsaber on charge for another week. And thank you for your company. And we'll do it all over again at the same time next week when FMR goes to the movies.